Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. In their first year of life, babies are likely to receive many vaccinations, which are vital for public health. However, the experience can be painful and distressing for the babies and their parents. In a new Cochrane review from October 2016, Denise Harrison from the University of Ottawa in Canada and colleagues examined the research into whether breastfeeding might reduce this pain. She tells us what they found in this podcast.
When we embarked on this Cochrane review, we already knew from an earlier review that breastfeeding newborn babies reduces pain during injections or blood work, but we didn't know if this was true for older babies up to 1 year old. If breastfeeding is effective at reducing pain during painful injections and other procedures for these babies, this might make it easier to achieve the public health gains from vaccination, and so we aim to review the evidence on whether breastfeeding reduced pain in babies aged from 1 to 12 months. We found 10 trials which included nearly 1,100 babies. 8 of the trials were randomized and 2 were quasi-randomized. There were 3 trials each from India and Iran, 2 from Turkey, and 1 each from Canada and Jordan. All trials investigated breastfeeding during vaccination. The main ways pain was assessed was the time babies spent crying and pain scores. We found that breastfeeding, compared to holding or laying the baby on the examination table, led to less crying time and lower pain scores. This is clinically important because it shows that we have a way to reduce pain and stress for babies who are breastfeeding during injections. However, none of the studies reported on adverse effects, such as coughing or choking while breastfeeding, and no studies reported if babies refuse to breastfeed. We assessed the quality of the evidence for pain-reducing effects of breastfeeding during vaccination as moderate for reducing pain scores and crying time, especially in infants up to 6 months of age. These findings support the World Health Organization, or WHO, position statement which recommends breastfeeding babies during vaccination where culturally acceptable and feasible. But we're less sure about the effects for babies aged 6 to 12 months because there was much less evidence for these older babies. In conclusion, if mothers are breastfeeding their babies, this can be done during the injections to reduce pain for the baby. If mothers are not breastfeeding or prefer not to breastfeed during the injection, other systematic reviews can still help, as these have found that small amounts of sugar water reduce baby's pain.
If you would like to read more about the evidence for breastfeeding during painful procedures and to find the other reviews that Denise mentioned, all you need to do is go online to cochranelibrary.com and search Procedural Pain in Infants.